For several seconds it seemed to Enzo as if he were trapped, a rabbit caught in the headlights of a car, before he closed the window. Ruffled, he remembered Charlotte's playful allusion to the cat as being perhaps Killian's ghost. Absurd, of course, but still he could not shake off the sense of another presence in the room, of eyes watching his every move, of a voice whispering silent encouragement that he couldn't hear. He went back and stood at the desk to open the volume NYA to RAG with trembling fingers. He drew his thumb across the open pages of the book and let them flick past it, until his eye caught the flash of yellow he had been hoping for. He flipped back until he found it. Once more the post-it was blank. But on the opposite page the entry for Paris had been marked with the same yellow pen. The entry was 5 pages long, and Enzo flipped slowly through them all looking for a highlighted passage, something that would guide him to more specific information, but there was nothing. All that had been singled out was the word Paris, right at the head of the entry. So perhaps, he thought, Paris itself was the clue. The city, the place. But why? He set the open book on the desk and lifted the volume SPI to ZYM. This time he found the post-it among the W entries, and highlighted on the opposite page was the name Simon Wiesenthal. Enzo stood staring at it, his skin prickling all over his skull. He looked up and saw his reflection in the window, the black robe with the red dragons, the tangle of dark hair tumbling wildly over his shoulders, the silver streak running back from his forehead. A sudden movement startled him. He refocused and saw the black cat on the outside window ledge staring in at him. He turned his eyes down again to the page. Wiesenthal, he knew, was the most famous of the post-war Nazi hunters, responsible for tracking down dozens of fugitives so that they could be brought to justice for crimes against humanity. Although this 1957 entry was long out of date, Enzo read it anyway. Wiesenthal was an Austrian-Jewish architectural engineer and Holocaust victim who had survived 4.5 years in the German concentration camps of Janowska, Plaszow, and Mauthausen.